You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Do you want the system that isn't a system but performs like a system?
Works 100% of the time, 70% of the time.
Maybe. So here's the full disclosure of where we're at. I didn't debut this on the pod. I gave you an idea of what I was doing. But unless you listen to my show in the afternoons here in Detroit, and all these segments are available on the YouTube, I have been using the system that's not a system but performs like a system most of the time.
How does it work?
On a daily basis. And the picks have moved to 8-1 in college hoops. And the one loss was by a half point. Michigan getting 4.5. We didn't get the early line of 5.5. They lost to Purdue. Jim, it will not stay this way. But here's the rules to betting college ball. And look, you know the sport. But you've been on sabbatical. You're coming out of football. You got your Lions pregame. You're co-hosting. Here's the system. Rule number one. Eliminate all road teams. Go down the card every night. Eliminate all road teams. Rule number two, eliminate all massive spreads. Big home favorite. Just get rid of them. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Here's what we're targeting. When you go down the list, much like we did with football, and you go, whoa, wait, that looks fucked up. That's your first sign. You circle it. Mm-hmm. We're looking for spreads that look weird, featuring a home team that looks massively overvalued, meaning, case in point, the other night, and I'll tell this story later, you had winless 0-8 in the Big 12, Texas Tech, at home, getting a point from number 12, Iowa State, who's 15-7 or whatever it is.
So by the system, you bet Texas Tech.
Blindly.
Yep.
And by the way, by tip-off, Tech was laying 3. Now, here's the key. Quick story. This is why, in the words of Jim Valvano, don't give up. Don't ever give up. Texas Tech had a 99.8% chance of losing in the win probability category. Their win was 0.2. They were down 40-22 at the half. They were down by 23 in the second half. And then slowly, don't give up. Don't ever give up. 23 becomes 18. 18 becomes 15. 15 becomes 11 at the TV timeout. 11 becomes 7. Oh, fuck, here we go. And we're going to overtime. And Tech, guns up, wins the game. So here's the deal. That is why gambling's hilarious and painful all at the same time. But that brought us to 8-1. And here's the teams you got to bet on, Jimmy. Winless Texas Tech, 5-15 Georgetown. You got to bet on a shitty version of MSU facing the number one team in basketball. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you only getting 2.5? You have to do the unthinkable. So the system is as follows. We are looking for, while that spread looks short, home dogs. Mm-hmm. Preferably, the optimal is the unranked becoming favored over the ranked. I eliminate all road teams because I don't think you can win on the road in college basketball.
Well, and you just don't want to be betting into something.
Right. So, like last night, I'll give you an example. Now, this doesn't count on the record, and I wasn't on the air yesterday.
Yeah.
Boston College, unranked BC at Chestnut Hill, catching 3 from ranked Clemson. Huh? Boston College, automatic pick. BC wins by 10. That is the way I've approached it. Now, you need to tell me your comfort or lack of comfort in that model.
I like it. I mean, it's kind of what's worked for us in football. And there's just so many games in college basketball, you kind of need to eliminate stuff.
Yes.
There's 300 teams.
So do you want to know what jumped out?
So for tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's tonight?